European Parliament delegate Hubert Pirker has been to North Korea before, but he told reporters in Seoul Wednesday the time he spent there this week went much better than in the past.
The talks we had were open, friendly, and in a relaxed atmosphere. And I can say totally different to the talks we had during the last visits.
Pirker and several other European envoys arrived in Seoul Tuesday night after 4 days of meetings with senior North Korean officials in Pyongyang. The meetings come less than a week after U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill made his own visit to Pyongyang to push forward stalled diplomacy on the North's nuclear weapons programs. Pyongyang promised to shut down its main nuclear reactor in Yongbyon by mid-April, but refused to meet that deadline because of a financial dispute that was only finally resolved this Monday. United Nations nuclear inspectors arrived in Pyongyang a day later. Media reports from Pyongyang say the team plans to visit Yongbyon on Thursday. Pirker says his delegation feels confident North Korea is serious about living up to its pledge.
We had the really impression that they are willing immediately the shutdown. They promised to do so we can be optimistic.
The planned Yongbyon shutdown is the first phase of a broader agreement struck in February between North Korea, China, Russia, the United States, Japan, and South Korea. Under the accord, North Korea is to receive emergency energy aid and diplomatic benefits. In a notable departure from the past, Pirker says North Korea showed a genuine interest in having a dialogue about its human rights situation.
And this was the first time that they accepted that we are urging the implementation of international standards of human rights.
Researchers and advocates say North Korea is one of the world's worst abusers of human rights. But Pirker says officials in Pyongyang displayed none of what he calls the aggressive attitude about human rights that they displayed in previous discussions. More six-nation talks about the North's weapons programs are expected to take place early next month, assuming the Yongbyon shutdown is completed. South Korean Foreign Minister Song Min-soon departed Seoul Wednesday for meetings in Washington with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. U.S. officials say if progress in the nuclear negotiations continue, Rice hopes to attend a six-nation ministerial meeting on the issue before the end of the year. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Seoul.